allow us to be a part of this marvelous plan. If you're turning your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 2, it's a time this holiday season that we have opportunities to be light in the world. It is a dark world. Paul reminds us in Ephesians 5, the days are evil, dark, hard, obscured from light. You are the light of the world. Our thought oftentimes immediately goes to the gospel, which Scripture says that we're to proclaim the gospel, proclaim the good news. But you know, light has more to do with who you are than what you say. And so we read in Philippians chapter 2 and pick up in verse 12. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not only as in my presence, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. More specifically, practice those things. Exercise those things that are a part of your salvation. Then he says this, for it is God who is at work. It is God who energizes. It is God who empowers, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or arguing, disputing, how we do things. How important is that? The season comes. We sing joy to the world. But are we joyful? We proclaim his wonderful message. But how? What is the discussion like? Is there acrimony? Is there hostility? Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may prove yourself to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you, look at the phrase, shine, appear as lights in the world. What makes us lights? Our attitude. How you do what you do. God's power in us is always obvious. It's always excellent when God is doing the work. It's always pure. It's always dignified. It's always honorable. It's always loving. It is God who empowers you. And how can you tell it's God who empowers you? You can see his attitude in the hearts of everyone. So may the Lord use us this season to be lights in this world. Father, we come before you, and our desire is to shine forth your majesty, your excellency in this perverse world, that they would recognize something strange about us. We actually seem to be happy. There seems to be a joy, a contentment, a peace, a nobility, a glory, a love that is so perfectly you. We pray these things in your name. Amen.